You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for that. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep. No problem.
It always feels so rude. Either way, if we get kicked off or not, but. All right, and then let me see. What do we got to fill in here yet? Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to do your security clearance. So, for question options, we can do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I don't know, but we could do, like, a pet name that I had back in the day.
Okay. It'll still come up as, so you'll still want to ask your first, what was my, so if I were calling you, soliciting you, and you didn't know if it was us or not, you would ask, what was my first pet name?
Okay.
And honestly, just to be on the safe side, even if you do get a call from somebody from Local Splash, ask them the security question. It doesn't hurt, and we don't mind. We'd rather have you safe. So
you can
ask when, even when we say it's us. And then what would that pet's name be, Mike?
Speckles.
Speckles? S-P-E-C-K-L-E-S. That looks right. Was it cat or dog?
Dog.
Ah, I love that name.
Yeah.
Let me guess. It was Speckles.
Yep, it was Speckles.
You know, I'm really good at guessing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to get your subscription set. Oh, for your Google business profile, I assume your address is a home address?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to not publish your actual street address, a street address
at
all.
You. Right.
Yes.
Right.
You'll still show up as a pin in the map in the right place, but not in such a place where people could drive right to your house. We
right.
nor Google want that. Okay. Let me get this set. I'm skimming through, making sure I don't have any typos anywhere in my work. We don't want anything incorrect or inaccurate when it leaves here, so it starts with me and carries throughout the process. It'll be all checked again. Okay, I'm going to run. I got to skim through here real quick. See something that I missed. Go back and fill that in.
I'm going to get back to work a little bit here while I'm on the phone.
No problem. We've got maybe 10 minutes left at the very most. The rest will be real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then did you say the company name appears on your credit card too, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me grab that. And then credit card billing goes to 1311 Scenery Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
All right. It is all four. No. It's Visa.
All right. I'm ready for those digits when you are. And for your security, I mean, I'm alone, but whatever. It's habit. For your security, I won't repeat them back. Because you can just give them in blocks of four, and we'll just keep going. If I oops, I'll tell you.
Okay. Ready?
All right. Yep.
4436.
Okay.
0300.
Okay.
7577.
Were the last two 77?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
8376.
All right, and then what's the expiration, please, Mike?
0225.
Okay, and then the 3-digit security code, please.
662.
Okay, I'll update that. There we go. And then I will run this through, so it'll be for $340.
Comes out, so there'll be.
Hold on 1 second, man.
Yeah.
No problem.
Straight across Staples in the void?
Yeah.
Go up?
What
is
that?
Okay.
Go up. Where are you going? You're going over to here, to the front. Why would
you have to
go up? You're coming
down.
Never
mind. You got it?
You want me
to
come look?
Alright. Okay, you there?
I am. So you're going to have two more emails on the way. One is a welcome letter. The other one is titled Local / Initial Invoice. And I'm just going to walk you through the clicks on that one because I have to read it to you quickly anyway. So to save time, we'll just run right through it. Let me know when that
you send it to me?
Yep, I should be coming by email. Oh, you know what's going to be... You know what? Hold on just 1 second. It's going to be so much easier and quicker. Let me grab it, and I will send it to you by text.
Okay.
That way you don't have to fish for it and go through a bunch of screens.
I'm just trying to find out where my kid is. My kid works with me. He's been with me since I started my business.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He's good. I could leave him alone on jobs. Okay, you sent me a text.
Yes, if you could click on that, and it's the written version of what I'm going to read to you. When you get to that screen, if you just scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a checkbox, and then right under it is, it asks you to type your name as it appears. So with capitals and... No punctuation. No problem.
So do I click the link?
Yes, please. And
the one at the bottom.
Okay. Yes, go all the way to the bottom.
It says signature.
Yep, so
click
you'll just type.
And type your name.
Yes.
M-I-K-E.
Actually... It'll want it as it appears, so it'll be Michael, and then it wants it capitalized in the right spots, too.
Okay, so it wants M-I-C-H-E-L, capitalized D-O-L-E, there it is, okay. Now what?
Did it take you to a login screen?
Do I hit confirm signature?
Oh, yes.
Signature. What happened?
And then where did it take you?
Nowhere. I'm staying right where I'm at.
Oh, okay. Did you click the... There should be a little box to click right above where you type.
Sign?
Yeah.
No. Did I certify that I am the authorized holder. Okay, I gotta click that.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
did it have you type your name in?
Confirm signature. Boom. Okay, now it says... Local / username, password.
Excellent. You got to the right spot. You did it right. So that's actually where you'll log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those credentials on Monday during your onboarding call so you can log in there. So the only thing we've got left to handle, Mike, is the voice verification, and I'll read through it quick so I can get you back to work. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners. And it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
D'Alessandro Electric.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Mike D'Alessandro, owner.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup. Going forward, beginning November 21st, your flat monthly rate will continue to be $249, for which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 21st of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Fantastic. You are all set, Mike. Good to go. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
You bet.
Thank you. Do I sign into my Local Splash or do I have to just wait until Monday for my username and password?
You can just close that screen out. We'll get you the credentials on Monday during your onboarding call. We'll have your tech set that up. Yep.
Okay.
And then any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
No, I got to get back to it. Hey, thank you for calling, and I hope it works out.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be great. I think you're going to love it. And I'll watch for you to be on first page.
Okay. Yeah. Me too, right? I can watch too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How would I do it? Just type in electricians in my area.
Yes, sir. That's all you need to do. I mean, it won't work right. It won't work right now.
Yeah, right. I got you. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get
you. Yep. Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully I'd be busy and I could start like hiring more guys. I get real, real busy. Get another
There
truck.
You go. That's the goal, right?
That's my goal with you guys.
And I should tell you too, if you get to the point where you're busy but you want more busy, you need to get more advertising out there, definitely give me a call. I mean, there are other things that we can do to get more exposure for you that'll capture more leads too, and we can talk about those at that time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Gail. Thank
Likewise.
You.
You bet. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Talk to you Monday.
All righty. Bye bye.
I gotta come back. I gotta get one of my.